Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste. And those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say it's nation time. You don't say that no more, because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to our third edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show, where we discuss the concept, history, and application of black people leaving the slavery, suffering, and death of our former slave masters to create our own society based on freedom, justice, and equality. Our mission, and yours, if you accept it, is to seriously discuss, debate, and vet the concept of separation and its various implications as a viable solution for black people in America, and to analyze historical and current separate societies and consider their models for implementation for our own. Tonight we're having our first Q&A session where our special guest is you. Our host for tonight is Dr. Richley. He will be joined by our Time to Leave panel of experts to strive to answer all of your separation-related questions. Without further delay, here is our host for tonight, Dr. Richley Amin Muhammad. Have a little trouble finding Brother Ridgely. If you could hold on, please, Dr. Ridgely, I'm sure he'll be on shortly. Greetings. Is this Sister Majita?
Yes, it is.
Assalamu alaikum, ma'am.
Wa alaikum salam, sir. How are you today?
I am fine. Dr. Ridgely is still waiting for him to join the call. And meanwhile, maybe we can carry the show by going over a couple of excerpts from our Time to Leave book. Are you prepared to go over a little bit of that, Sister Majita?
I can do that. You know, I first want to say assalamu alaikum and welcome our listeners to the call. And thank you, Carlton, for hosting our technical side of the show. You know, if I may just digress a bit, I was thinking while I was listening to the intro and, again, hearing those profound words from the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan in that intro. And one of the things he says is, you are going to have to think about a house of your own. And so while we're hosting a Q&A, and as you said, the special guest tonight is those our listeners out there that have questions about this whole time to leave movement and separation and building our own communities, you know, I thought about, how do we do that? How do we build a house or a nation of our own? And what does that look like? Because it can look various ways to different people. And then what's the process? So I'm hoping that we have callers who are anxious to share with us their ideas with regards to separation, their ideas and suggestions and concerns about how we go about that, and more importantly, what does our own house, our own nation, what does that look like to you? So I just wanted to throw that out there.
Sister Majita,
our callers.
Since this is our caller's time, we're going to go ahead and open up the lines to caller. Right now, I'm opening the line from caller with the last four digits 3475. What's your name and where are you calling from, caller? Caller with the last four digits 3475. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. Sister Sharon calling from Fort Worth, Texas.
Assalamu alaikum, Sister Sharon.
Sharon.
Thank you very much for joining us. Yes, ma'am.
Yes,
you're one of our panel of experts. What? Tell us about your task force, Sister Sharon.
Yes, sir. Well, I am the task force that I am currently working with is sustainable living, and that task force is involved in building or if you want to build where you are and make your community, build your community up where you are, or move to a safer and a productive place that is already sustainable. And
Well, since what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and see if we have any other callers in the line, and if anyone has any questions regarding sustainable living and where is that in terms of where's the place for that in our separate society. We're going to bring you back, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay. Caller with the last four digits, 9489. You are on the air. What is your name and where are you calling from? Dr. Ridgely, are you on the line?
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Well, the reason I wanted to speak up was that last week we had Minister Ava on, and it was interesting that the conversation really drifted around the male-female relationship. And you know, at the center of this problem is really that relationship. In other words, that family relationship and the roles that people must play in a given society. And when your roles are being messed up because you don't really need each other in that society, because that society does not need you, then it becomes a problem of understanding how and what method we will use to separate. We are taken so completely out of what's natural that the natural inclination to even have a family has been taken away. Then we say we want to build a nation, we want to have a separate communities, and people just get all flustered and confused. You know, well, how do we do that? Because I don't even want to get married. I don't even want to have children. I mean, I don't want to even have – I don't want to get out of my mama's basement. I mean, I don't understand what you're talking about in terms of being independent when I don't even know, you know, what a family is all about or a nation is all about. So it's a real problem that we're trying to figure out a way to do that which we don't know anything about, nor do we care about. So, like – And when we were basically farmers, when the world was basically farmers, everybody knew that a role you had to play. The children had a role to play. The husband had a role to play. The boys had a role to play. The girls, and the wife. It was very everybody knew their role. But now the system doesn't operate around the farm. It operates around the manufacturing plant or the office. And in that, the family is not needed. It's just individuals needed. So really this is why they're pushing towards producing robots just to serve different functions. And then they can manufacture the robots. Then they won't have to worry about this issue of male-female relationships with children. We won't have to worry about schools. Because they just have robots doing the work. So if we are, we have to make a decision whether this old system of man, woman, child is that what you want to do? Is it necessary? Or should we just give up to what's progress, which means that, you know, we make androids. You know, we make computers and machines to do the work and, you know, we just hook up to the computer and be a part of the matrix and live a vicarious life. So this issue of what is civilization, what is a community, these are some basic things that we got to think about. Do I really need my neighbor? We live in communities. We don't know who our neighbor is because we don't need our neighbor, and our neighbor don't need us. So, therefore, you don't bother to find out who they are because you don't need them and they don't need you. Is this the way it's supposed to be? That's a rhetorical question I'm putting out there for those who are listening. Is that the way it's supposed to be? Does human relationships really matter anymore? Or is it just, like Minister Farrakhan said, that we're hooked up to the artificial titty of the white man's world, and that's okay with me. Okay, so the answer said breast, not titty. So he said breast, I say titty. All right, same thing. But the question is that okay? So I'm putting it out there for the callers. Call in and answer the question. Is that okay? Because until we answer that question, we're not going to make any moves towards separation. Yeah. When you are hooked up to the memory gland, of this white man's world, and you don't need your neighbor, you don't need your wife or your children. You don't really need them as long as you hooked up to that memory plan of the white man's world. So we have to decide on whether we're going to let loose of that nipple or just go where mama take us.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to go ahead and open up the line for the next caller, Dr. Visually.
Yes, sir.
That's powerful.
Caller with the last four digits, 7390. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Brother Taylor Hill. I'm calling from Durham, North Carolina. I thank you for the presentation. I mean, just listening to what the brother just said, I agree. We attached, and we attached in such a way that a lot of us don't see ourselves being able to leave the urban metropolises to be able to create a better condition for ourselves. I recently just relocated myself from Los Angeles, California, to Durham, North Carolina. Looking to get out of the major city and also looking to purchase some property to be able to establish something of my own. And so I agree with what he's saying. I agree with the program, the concepts, and I'm looking to be a part however I can. Assalamu alaikum. Thank you.
Wa alaikum salam. Anybody want to make any comments, brother's statements?
This is Sister Majida, and I was just thinking and listening to the brother Taylor, and what he just said. He wanted to get out of the city, and he wanted to establish something of his own. You know, it's almost, well, I won't say it's almost worth, but I believe it's worth us looking at the mental thought processes of those who have the courage and are willing to make these kinds of separations and see what it is that we possess in our thinking. And I hear what you're saying, Dr. Ridgely, about how we're just so away from our natural selves. Why would we even desire to even separate, you know, when the lifestyle, the artificial lifestyle that we've become so accustomed to is enough for us, for many of us, too many of us, to even think about separating. But what is it? What is it in those that are desirous and do make that move? What is it that's in our mindset and that we have a desire to see that those who are not willing to do that at this time don't seem to possess? I won't say they don't possess it, but don't seem to possess. It's almost worth us all getting all together and just, you know, talking about it.
Yes,
because
ma'am.
I think what we see and desire for our future and the future of our people, we need to come together. And I don't know if we want to help those that, you know, don't want to make that move. You know, something has to happen, because there's enough of us that see the need with everything that's going on and that has gone on in all of these hundreds of years. There's enough of us that see the need to be separate, and then there's too many of us that don't. So it's just me saying out loud, I guess.
Am I on?
Yes, sir. Your mic is open, Dr. Ridgely.
Okay, Sister Majida, you started something. Now I'm going to ask you the question. Since you and Brother Carlton, y'all did make that move, so give us your thinking as to what did it take and why did you decide to do it? What started, what motivated you to do it? What process did you have to go through mentally and with the family to do it, and what was the thing that just pushed you over the edge to do it?
That catalyst, huh?
Yeah, that catalyst.
Right. And you know, when we think about the migration that we had from the South to the North, there was a catalyst that caused us to make that move. Life, fear of life, fear of death. You know, for us, you know, I guess it's like a mathematical equation. If you're thinking about it that way, when you desire to have a future and you look at where you are and you ask yourself how much of that future can you possibly achieve in the condition that you're in, you know, you just have to assess it. And that's basically what we did. We had desires for a future for ourselves and our people, meaning that we wanted to be in a position where we can be producers, as we're taught by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad, to be producers and not just consumers. So in order to be producers, we had to, with the help of Allah, put ourselves in a position where we can do that. And we saw that where we currently were, that was not going to happen. We were going to be slaves, comfortable slaves to the environment where we were. So we had a desire for more. Number one, we had a desire for more and to be a better help for our nation and our people. And then we went to work and put together a plan. We talked about it as a family. And when we do start talking about the processes, and like you said, Dr. Ridgely, the male and female relationships, each one of us had to go within ourselves. I'm sure my husband had to go within himself, his male self, and see what that meant for him to make such a move, because he has responsibilities and a mindset that I don't have as a female. And I had to do the same thing, because what I did not want to do was be that female that went along and then when times got bad or were difficult or Allah was trying me in that decision, that I would be the wife that said, I never wanted to come here anyway. You made us here, come here. I didn't want to be that person. So I had to sit with myself as an individual and a female and ask myself, can I do this? Can I do this? Even if Allah, you know, while we're striving to be successful, if Allah were to take my husband, could I still do this? Is this partly my decision in connection with my husband? And I think, you know, just having the courage as individuals, we have to make those kinds of examinations within ourselves.
Yes, ma'am.
And I know I'm talking a lot, and
yes,
I hopefully I'm not rambling, but we just have to have a desire. We had a desire for more. We had a desire for more. This is, the brother left a big city. We came from a large city. That was not living. We were just trying to survive. And Master Father Muhammad didn't come to see us just surviving, barely surviving. He came to give us life and life abundantly. So if we weren't going to have that in the environment that we were, then followers, believers, with all that we've been given, we had a decision to make.
Yes, ma'am. So let's go ahead and open up the line. Let the next caller, because we're down to, we're already at 22 minutes in the show.
Yes.
Okay. Caller with the last four digits, 0508. Where are you calling from and what's your name? Last four digits, 0508. Caller? Okay, we're going to go to the next one. Caller with the last four digits, 9262. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Yeah, my name is Megan, and I just don't get you guys. Like, I totally do not want to live without white people. Like, I would just absolutely die. Like, my boyfriend is Caucasian. And, like, so if we separate, would I be able to bring my boyfriend and I have friends that are gay? Like, would I be able, like, would they be able to come?
Okay. Who would like to address? That's a good question. Dr.
Are you playing? Are you serious?
Sounds like
are you
devil's
playing
advocate.
Or are you serious? Well, the answer is number one, you got to get married. And number two, gay people cannot build a civilization with us. It's okay. I mean, you know, they can go get their own island and do what they got to do. But we don't need that. I mean, no, you know, we don't, not against them in the sense that we're not going to hurt them, but we don't need them in our society. So if we're going to build another one, there's no need to start it off with confusion.
All right. Thank you for your call, Megan. Okay. Caller with the last four digits, 7846. What's your name and where are you calling from? Last four digits, 7846. What's your name and where are you calling from? Okay, we're going to go on. calling with the last four digits 1544. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Marsha calling from Marietta, Georgia. Yes,
question
sir.
Or more than a statement?
Well, in separating, you need a place to live. And if you don't have good credit, don't have money saved up, how do you get a place in a community where we all can live together?
That's a good question.
Well, but Brother Carlton and Sister Majida, why don't you explain how y'all did it?
Yeah, may I go first, Sister Majida?
Sure.
Okay. Well, what we're doing with the Time to Move movement, the Time to Leave movement, is starting the process of the separation. So not everybody is going to be able and ready to move at the same time. Some people are ready right now. Some people plan to be ready in the next year. Some people are going to be ready in the next 5 years. It depends on your personal situation, and it depends on how you plan to move. We know as Muslims, there's going to be a time for all of us to separate, you know, into a state or territory of our own, but we don't know when that is. So what my wife and I decided to do, we planned for approximately 3 years, 2 to 3 years in advance. We saved money. I worked on my credit, and my wife got some more skills, and I researched business opportunities. Then once we saw that we had everything in place, then we made the move. Also, the option is not everybody is going to be in a position to move into a rural area like we did. So even though you may not be ready financially yet, or maybe you may not be in a position to physically move, you can start separating in your own community. And that's what we are with the Time to Leave movement, is helping brothers and sisters that want to stay in the cities at this time. How do you build separate communities in the cities? So that's something that we can help you with. Does that help, sister?
Well,
yes, sir.
Let me add something to that, Brother Carlton.
Yes, sir.
You know, we have suggested to people that usually rent, you can rent first. You can go to an area, study it, see if there will be a chance for you to make a living. And then you can rent. And if it doesn't work out, you can leave. Or if it works out, then you can go in and build. So, again, everybody's got to look at themselves, evaluate their potential, what they want to do, what they have ability to do, and then research the area that they might want to go to where they can, in fact, make a living. And then if you can't afford to buy, then rent until you're able to afford to buy. But, again, you got to know yourself, your skills. If you don't have skills, then get some so that you will be able to either find a job or make a job or make a business. Just like some businesses you carry with you. I mean, if you fix hair, you fix nails, or you fix cars, you fix lawnmowers, you cut grass. But there's always people who need the grass cut. So, again, there's people who need people to cook for them. There's people who need people to take care of them. So, I mean, there's so many things that one can find a way to make a living once one has made that determination. But you got to be able to do something. Okay, there ain't no welfare. Okay, you got to figure out how to do something to be of service to someone so they'd be able to pay your bills. Now, of course, if you're retiring and you have retirement income plus Social Security, well, then that's a guaranteed income right there. Then you can move to an area and buy. But a lot of times, people who have good jobs have homes in the big cities that are worth a whole lot of money. And they can retire, they can sell that home and move to a place and buy two or three homes with that money and then rent two of them out and live in the mansion. So, again, there's so many ways to do it. And what we love is that booklet you all put together on how to relocate. And the people who really want to think about relocation, they should go online to Time to Leave, www.mentalhealthmagazine.us and purchase that manual and start studying and then evaluating their situation according to that manual, and then so they can be able to make a decision.
Mm. Thank you, sir.
You're
welcome.
If I could just add one thing to that, sister. We are taught by the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad to pool our resources, and that's physically as well as financially. One of the things we were able to do is move in community. So we were already living with among family in California, and so we all moved collectively. So we had the benefit of the collective skills and also the collective resources, financial resources. So you might want to start, if you're thinking about relocating, again, looking at yourself for sure, but finding like-minded folks that would like to make that move also, it may be that you all can do it in a group.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for your question, sister. Okay, well, moving on to the next caller. Caller with the last four digits, 5752. What is your name and where are you calling from? Caller with the last four digits, 5752. Okay, we're going to go to the next one. Caller with the last four digits, 6544. What's your name and where are you calling from? 6544. What's your name and where are you calling from? Okay, we're going to go to the next one. Caller with the last four digits, 1391. What's your name and where are you calling from? Last four digits, 1391.
Assalamu alaikum. Can you hear me?
Wa alaikum salam, ma'am.
Yes, sir. This is Sister Joella calling. And I just wanted to congratulate you and Sister Majida on the show that you have now time to lead. And I'm also excited about hearing Brother Dr. Ridgely and what he's telling us regarding it's time to leave. And I agree with, this is my second time listening to the show, and I'm just very thankful to Allah that you're starting this, because as we say, we have to have the will to want to do something, and that will is to separate, because we see every day what's happening to our people, and particularly our young people. So my question is, are we able to think about getting education? Because as Minister Farrakhan says, education is the key. How do we go about getting our schools set up so that our children will be able to learn not from what they're learning now, but to learn skills, mathematics, science, all of the things that they're saying that they should be getting in the schools, but they're not. So how do we go about setting up schools? And once we get our children in the school system, in our school system, then I think that the parents will begin to appreciate what they're learning, because they will come back and tell their parents. So that's my question, and I'll just listen. And so glad to hear you. Assalamu alaikum.
Well, alaikum salam. Thank you, Sister Joella. Who would like her question? Yes, sir.
Yeah, we can do these things in steps. You know, we don't have to do everything all at one time, for instance.
Right.
We can, on the weekends, we can start with children who are in the public school system, even our Muslim children. We can have, on the weekends, some type of skills training, some basic skills training in carpentry or auto mechanics or whatever, that we have people who have skills in that area, something that children can do. Then we can gear them towards going to a technical school. In some places, they can start doing technical training while they're in high school and go into the technical school and actually get credit to finish the high school and get some college credit at a technical school. Then we can look towards degrees that maybe not four-year degrees, but two-year degrees, where we actually can learn a skill. Eventually, you know, we want to have a school out here at the farm. But, you know, there's a lot of steps that has to be put in place before we can financially handle that. But right where you are, you can find people who have skills and have them to teach the children after school or on the weekends, and then start teaching the children what type of skills they're going to need for nation building, and then introduce them to it so that they can get in the technical school system. All these technical schools are all around now. This is where they're going to. The white kids are being geared towards technical school while they got us still hung out in four-year schools. Let me say this one more thing. There's only one college that I know of in America that teaches farming. It's Abraham Baldwin Community College. I mean, Abraham Baldwin Agricultural College. Tuskegee, Fort Valley, A&T, these places have gotten out of that business of teaching farming. So if you want, you can go there and learn a lot about agriculture and agribusiness and get a job after you leave, but it doesn't teach you how to set up a farm or how to run a farm. So that's why you need apprenticeship programs. We got one here at the farm. We're going to be putting it up on a website for people to apply. But there's a lot of things that can be done after school or on the weekends in terms of some skills training.
Wow, that sounds like a really good idea.
Sister Majida, any comments?
Yes. I was just listening. That sounds really good because you're talking about, she said, in our school system, in talking about how to reach the masses of our children in these school systems. That's bringing back those programs. I think that's a great idea. We just need to start putting that into practice. And even in our MUIs around the nation, start teaching those kinds of skills training in all of the schools. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah, as we form our own communities, we bring people to our communities with different skills and talents. They could be teachers, or the Honorable Elijah Muhammad tells us to teach what we know. And so I'm an advocate of teaching what you know and using your time to teach the youth. Before we moved to Georgia, I was teaching the young FOY, the junior FOY, computer programming, introduction to coding. And these are the brothers who basically were waiting for their mother's MGT classes to end. And they were just, you know, maybe doing some homework or just a little reading, but they were kind of bored while their mothers were in MGT class. So I took the boys who wanted to come and I taught them a little coding in my living room, in my dining room. So that's how we teach our own. We teach what we know. We start to use whatever facilities we have, and then we make it available to our community. Okay, so we're going to go to our next caller. Okay. Caller with the last four digits, 0875. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Well, my name is Khadijah. I'm calling from New York. This is my first time calling in, so I just really just was listening to just hear what you guys were talking about. But yeah, this is my first time ever listening in.
Very good. I hope you find it worth your time and that you'll tune in again. Thank you, sister.
Oh, you're welcome.
Caller with the last four digits, 3536. What's your name and where are you calling from? Last four digits, 3536.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Brother Terry X, student coordinator from the city of Flint.
Brother Terry, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, sir. I was I was called, Sister Audrey sent me the phone number to call and listen in. So I was calling and getting some knowledge and information and gathering what I could gather to share with the believers here to see where we can start moving in the direction of the separation that is being talked about.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, you all have quite a bit of motivation to go ahead and start organizing in Flint. And, you know, sometimes it takes external motivation to get us to really start to move. And, you know, as long as we're comfortable in the devil's world, we may not ever separate. You know, we just hope that things get a little bit better. But when Allah puts fire on us, when external conditions start to become unbearable, then separation starts to look more and more appealing.
Yes, sir.
Well, brother, thank you very much for calling. Oh, go ahead.
I wanted to know when the callers are calling in, are you those that are listening, and we thank you for calling in, taking the time to call in and listen to the show. I'm just curious as to how you see the information that's being shared here. Is the level of helpfulness for you, or, you know, what's your thoughts about the information that's being shared?
The information is, I've been following thoughts of Dr. Ridgely and the separation, and actually I used to be on conference calls with Louis Ali and Horatio and other brothers about a little less than a year ago. And we used to talk about the engineering part of developing our own place for ourselves. So the information is very vital and highly useful. My key role, I'm a building contractor and electronic technician. So my view is, how can I add to the building of our own through that separation from the engineering and trades point of view?
Well, Brother Terry, we do have an engineering task force and a skilled trades task force. And we meet on a regular basis. Both of those task forces meet on a regular basis. And it sounds, basically, you described what they do. They talk about how the skilled trades, what's the place of the skilled trades men and women who have the skilled trades, what's their place in separation. And the same thing with the engineering. Brothers and sisters that have engineering and general contracting degrees and skills, where are their place and what roles do they play in separation in building a community for ourselves? So anyone who is interested in learning more about the task forces can send an email or contact us at timetoleave.us. There's a contact form there. Just go to Time to Leave. The website is Time to Leave, all spelled out, timetoleave.us. And there's a button there that says contact. So if you'd like to know more of how to get involved, you can go in there. And you can register on the website. That way you can continue the dialogue during the week.
Yes, sir. Well, one thing I heard that I thought would be good, I usually share with the people around here, is creating, like, we have a town called Dearborn, Michigan. And Dearborn, Michigan is very well known for the Orthodox Muslims living there. They all, when they all came over, they all picked the area, and they set up shop and created their own little town in that little area. So everybody around here that grew up around here hear the word Dearborn, they know it's the Arab and Chaldeans. They just automatically. So I had the idea, I said, we start to buy blocks, because Flint is really for sale right now, because that's why they, one of the reasons why they poisoned the water on purpose. so they can sell it back to their own people and rebuild it back up. Because I tell people, use common sense. Who would want to move into a city with poison water when everybody else is trying to leave?
Mm.
And then who would invest hundreds of millions of dollars in a city they say is dying and everybody's trying to leave? So we just had $400 million invested by General Motors. We just had another just invested 50-something million, and they finna open up a plant on the old General Motors grounds next month, hiring 450 people. So I said this was the game plan, because the neighborhood I grew up in was 98% black when I grew up. Now it's only 60%. And white people never lived in the area I stayed in my whole life growing up. But if you drive over there today, you'd be like, whoa, what happened?
Wow, there now.
Wow. Well,
and
that's what we have to do.
We
got to do the same thing, Brother Terry. What we need to do is, just like when white people get together and plan that they want to take over a neighborhood or move to a neighborhood or area, that's what we're trying to do with the Time to Leave movement. We need to locate an area that we think that we can control, that we can that would be attractive to a number of our brothers and sisters, and we all move there and we take control of it. You know, I'm not mad at white folks for taking control. I mean, the way they do it is savage, it's evil, the way they poison our people. But we need to do the same thing, but in a righteous way.
Yes, well, there's a caveat to that, Brother Richard.
Yes, sir.
If you listen to what the brother said, okay, he said, who is that building a plant there?
GM.
General Motors.
Okay. Question is, do we have the skill sets for the type of jobs that they're going to bring there? You see, when you wanted to control a community, you got to control the economics. That means you got to be the hiring and the firing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, people move to an area because of business or economic opportunities, not because of the scenery. So if you want to control a community in a city, then you're going to have some type of business. Remember, it was the auto industry that brought the people to Flint. It was the auto industry that brought the people to Detroit. Now, if we want to rebuild those communities, we got to have some type of industry that we bring. Because if the enemy brings the industry, he's going to hire his own.
Right.
So you cannot control the community unless you control the economics of that community.
Mm.
You know, if you don't control the economics, you don't control the community. Money talks, BS walks. People got to have jobs.
Yes,
if you
didn't
provide jobs, you don't have control of the community.
Well, Brother Terry,
provide
thank you
jobs.
Very much. Yes, sir. Thank you for your question,
thank
brother.
You.
And we're going to go on to the next caller. Caller with the last four digits, 0875. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. Yeah, this is Khadija again. I thought I just was listening in.
Thank you very much, Sister Khadija. Assalamu alaikum.
You're welcome. Wa alaikum assalam.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Ann. I've been holding for quite a while, and there are a few points I wanted to address. And one is the question about why some of us don't want to leave the area where we are, even though we're under subjugation there. Well, our ancestors, I think it was Sister Majita, talked about how our ancestors made moves for the betterment of the whole. Well, right now, those of us who are comfortable where we are, we're selfish. And today, you can't be a true helper to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan and the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad just being concerned with self. Their job is to resurrect the lost foundation, those of us who have accepted that we want to be a part of that nation and have pledged to be their helpers, we just can't continue to be so selfish that we look at our personal situation and, well, I'm doing all right, and just be content to stay where we are without thinking about the condition of the masses. So we've got to get out of this self mode, which we've been talking about for some time now, and talking about and addressing the issue that the sister brought up about, you know, credit not being so good. What I envision, once we really make up our minds to separate and build separate communities, we can establish our own system of credit called word is bond.
Right.
We don't have to use all of the models of this present system in order to help our people. Credit reporting, credit, your credit score, that's his system. We don't have to keep that. We know our people have been messed up with all of this free credit and being tricked into buying what they can't afford. So we have to consider all those things when we set up our own communities. And in this Time to Lead movement, we are hoping to establish a, what's the committee, Economic Development Committee. Within this committee, a Time to Lead movement, where we can begin to pool our resources and do just like other communities do. Mm-hmm. I have seen in traveling back and forth to the city of my hometown, I have seen Jehovah Witnesses erect a facility in a matter of weekends. I see where we can get together in our own territory and come together and build homes for one another once we get a town.
Yes, ma'am.
So the horizon is limitless once we develop a vision of a community of our own. And the minister just talked Sunday at a church, and he mentioned again about the fear we have in us as a people. And he's told us over the years that, you know, nothing else in creation worries about a roof over their head or what they're going to eat other than man, who is the most intelligent of all beings. So we have a lot to do, and once we come together, and those who are just content to continue to be where they are, because I don't see where they can take control of communities where we can't even change or make study groups grow into mosques.
Right.
So how are you going to control an entire city or community? And we need to redefine community within ourselves. What is community? You don't want to be in just a 10-track area of housing and can't go from there in safety. You're still not in a safe community. So I just wanted to address those few issues that I heard people bring up. And thank you so much. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, Stan. And it looks like we may have time for one more caller, maybe two. Caller with the last four digits, 3751. What's your name and where are you calling from? Last four digits, 3751. Okay. Caller with the last four digits, 7857. What's your name and where are you calling from?
As-salamu alaykum, Sister Adela Muhammad. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. Thank you. I am very late on this call. As a matter of fact, I just made it at the end of Brother Terry. So I don't know what all has been said. However, I really would like to camelback off of Sister Ann. I want to say that what she has said is 100% correct. The Mormons, when they established themselves, they traveled with, a lot of them walked. you know, the white man came over here with nothing. We can establish ourselves with whatever we have. Just be able to depend on one another. I appreciate Sister Ann. I think that in this process, there should not be an iota of negativity brought to the table. I don't know what all you have talked about as far as a beginning. I understand there's a group already established. I kind of got that off of something that Sister Ann said. But we pulling our resources, whatever we have to go through, let's go through it. I mean, as long as we're together, we'll make it. There's no doubt about it. All we have to do is believe and step to it. I am excited about someone in the nation, whomever we are, I don't know who you are, who are taking a stance and really stepping out on this. I have posted certain things on Facebook of why we aren't, you know, and I've even posted certain avenues to begin, you know, and not that they're the best, but we have to start somewhere. And it's important that we trust each other. And there's no need to look for the many, because nothing has started with the many. It has always began with the few. So if you all could just inbox me what you said as Adelaide Muhammad on Facebook. My picture is Mother Khadija. You know, of what else you said, because it sounds like you're about to end and update me. I am excited about this. I'm ready to go. But I would like to ask, what area is being pinpointed at this time?
Well, right now, sister, the area is the area around the farm.
Around what?
Georgia. The farm in Broadwood, Georgia.
Oh,
Muhammad
okay,
farm,
around Georgia.
Broadwood, Georgia.
Okay.
This is where
okay.
Brother, where the farm is, and where Brother called
right.
and Sister Majida moved to
right.
this area. So
okay.
this is the what we are starting here, but we're not saying that we're not limited it, but this is the beginning.
I see. Okay.
And you can go to, like the brother said, timetoleave.us and join up and get on one of the committees. And let's get busy.
It's I believe.
Excuse me.
Time to leave. Yes, if you look on the Blog Talk Radio Show, you'll see a link to the website. Because you're listening at the Blog Talk Radio /time to leave. So you'll
okay.
see a button that says timetoleave.us.
Okay, that's not how I got to you all, but I'll go there.
Timetoleave.us. Yes.
Yes,
and register that website. Yes, ma'am. Timetoleave.us, and you can contact us there. And once you register, you'll get all the updates, and you can follow up and contact us, and we'll keep you posted on the shows also as well. And you can replay this show, listen to it on your computer and your phone, in its entirety.
Okay.
Thank
all
you
right.
very much,
thank
sister.
You. Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, ma'am. Well, we've reached that time, brothers and sisters, and we are want to thank you for tuning in to the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. And remember,
next week will be what?
Next week we're going to have the Sustainable Living, the Self-Sustained Living Group with Sister Mary and Sister Sharon. So if you always wondered on how a new living would be with naturally and consistent with living in a natural way, that's what the show is going to be about next week. So thank you, and assalamu alaikum.
children, they are in school, hey, trying to work hard on further education. Look at Granny down at Coronation Market. I can't believe that young strong man stand up and see that set out them hands. Get up and do something for yourself. You can't be bush. Can't you be a mechanic? Can't you teach yourself to paint the house? Can't you make a Dutch pot? Yabba pot. Can't you make a pair of shoes? Can't you do something with the tailor? Lazy man eat more than a word.